Okay, so we're on page 247, Halacha Dalet. Simen Reshit Aleph, Halacha Dalet.
Okay, where are we?
Simen Reshit Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Page 247.
Oh, I just want one point of clarification.
Yes.
When they daven tomorrow, I'm a little confused here. When they say that, what is it, the Ladavit or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Is it two kaddish or one kaddish?
It depends where you daven. In some places, they do not add a kaddish, and they're good or they don't add a kaddish. They'll say the yom and ladavid, and then the kaddish will come after the ladavid. I think the same is true in the avas. Other places, like here, I mean, they say kaddish after everything. So
yeah, same as PTI.
Right, so it depends on the place that you're in. So it's... You sort of have to...
Are you supposed to know?
What?
Are you supposed to know?
You have to ask the Gabbai. Right.
And usually those places, they do the same thing for Marv and for Minucha? For Shakis and Marv. Whatever they do for Shakis and
Marv is usually opposite of Shakis.
Right. So in a lot of places, like the Aguda will say a Kaddish after both for Marv, after Elena and after Ladovit.
So it's not the same.
It's not the same as Shakis.
Okay, because I went tonight over to Beasley's, and some guy, I don't know, whatever, he just did one afterwards, and I thought we did two yesterday. I can't get this straight. Okay.
Okay,
you each place has its own custom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Halacha Dalet. Kol HaKodem B'Pasuk Eretz Chita Se'ora.
I'm sorry, again, what page was that?
247.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, go on. Okay. Kol HaKodem B'Pasuk Eretz Chita Se'ora Kodem L'Bracha. And this is what we started off in the beginning, that... When Shivas Aminim plays a role, so Shivas Aminim is, right, how do you know which of the Shivas Aminim comes first? So the Pasuk says, Eretz Chita Usa'ora, Gefen Usa'eno V'Rimon, and then it says, Eretz, again, Zeshem Nudvash. So Chita Sa'ora, which is wheat, barley, then grapes, right? Chita Sa'ora Gefen Te'ena, then comes the figs, and then the Rimon is number 5. And then you have Zeshem, which is olives, and Dvash, which is dates. And he says like this. So you have 7 of them in the Pasuk. And whichever one comes first. However, Eretz Basra Hifsekanyan. But the second says the word Eretz twice. So you have really number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you have number 1, 2. B'chol ha-samach lo choshev mehama ucher menel Eretz kama. Right? Whatever is closer to the word Eretz, so the 1-2 from the second half of the Pasuk is more chashuv than 3, 4, and 5 from the first Pasuk. Hilkach. And the Mefarshim all ask, how do we know? Maybe, you got to write some order down. You can't do it all at the same time, right? But the answer is that since they put that second Eretz there, right, it meant that there was a cheshbin into the order of how to do it. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to repeat the word Eretz. So Hilkach, Tamarim Kodim Le'anovim. Right, so Zeis Shemen Udvash, the Dvash which refers to Tamarim, is number 2, right, and Anovim is number 3 in its part of the Pasuk. Zeis Sheni L'Eretz Basra, because, right, dates are second to the word Eretz in the second half of the Pasuk. Zeis Shlish L'Eretz Kama, and grapes are 3rd. So 2 will be the 3. B'davka she'ochal Anovim k'mo she'hein, it's only if you're eating grapes as they are. L'imosim Yayin she'kaveh bracha le'atzmo. Right, but if you made wine out of it, so that's a different deal. We'll see wine will take precedence over other things. But mizonos is more chashuv than bari pri hagafen, right? Which we'll talk about why we cover the cake by kiddush or whatever. Okay, then he says, Kol ha-nemar samach le'eretz kama kodl ma'ashemar samach le'eretz basra, le'ach shav le'besmich le'eretz. Right? So, but let's say you have a number, a wheat product going up against a olive product. They're both number ones, right? So the first one will take precedent over the second one, right? Chita's first in the first half of the pasuk will come before the one that's second in the second half of the pasuk. Okay, let's go to Yud Tes. Kol HaKodem. He says, whatever comes first. This pasuk counts all the species that Eretz Yisrael is praised by. If it comes first, earlier in the pasuk, it's more chashiv than later. And we talk about wheat and barley, right? That it comes before other of the minim here. That's only if you made a food product out of them. As we'll see more in Sifhei about how, you know, wheat and barley are affected by this. Obviously, if you make it into a barley minim is Zonos product, so then that's going to come first anyway. Certainly Hamotzi, right? So we'll see what we're talking about later. Okay, Kodom Lebracha. Av Kshemina Sheni Luchav Yoser. Again, if you're holding by that we're not concerned about Chaviv, right? Remember, we talked about that Chaviv takes a lot of priority when you have, you know, two separate brachas, an Eitz and Adama, right? So then Chaviv comes first. But when you're holding by the Shivas Haminim, right, like we said, if the brachas are the same, so then Chaviv is not relevant, and Shivas Haminim comes first, right, in the order of the pasuk. The Kasvacharim, the Chashivas Min Shiva Lahakdim Rishon, right, the Shein Hu Rakbish Enigmar Pri, right, when we're talking about the fruits here, we're only talking about if it is a, you know, ripened fruit. If it's not a ripened fruit, an olive that's not fully ripened, but a ripened grape is going to take priority over an unripened olive. Because these things have chashivas, because their Eretz Yisrael is praised with them. It's only relevant for a gemar pri. Right, a finished fruit. If it's not a finished fruit, the Eretz Yisrael is not praised by its unripened olives. Okay, then we say in Chaval, Eretz Basra. Techeinu Seder Amikra Eretz Chito Sor V'Gefenu Sein Levrimon Eretz Eishem Nudvash. Right, that's the Pasuk. Right, Chito Sor Gefen, 3-4, Teina Rimon, Eretz Eishem Nudvash, Me Eretz, Ume Eretz, Shebe'em, Sabe Eschal Seder. That second Eretz starts the count, a second counting. So anything that shows up after the word Eretz in the second half, which is two items, olives and dates, those are now considered one and two, and they will take precedence over the 3, 4, and 5 of the first part of the pasuk. Okay, Tamarim Kodman. So you have that the dates will take precedence over grapes. The dvash shebekro tamarim shows me dvash, right? When it says Eretz Zeishem Ludvash, dvash doesn't mean bee honey, it means date honey. And really refers to the dates. Chav Gimel Tchila, right? So we say that that Bari Priagafen would take precedent over, even though it's number 3, he says, I know if you'll say some shu rishon the Eretz Basra, even though grapes are secondary to secondary to olives, but wine would take precedence over olives. And Chav Dal, he Chashuva, right? So we say that Maisa Kidera, right, which is a cooked food product, Mizonos product, Shkam Berchas Barimine Mizonos, Ubrachim of Ureres, Mo Berchas Ayayin, because a Barimine Mizonos is a very specific bracha, just like Bari Priagafen is a specific bracha. And in the pasuk, the chita and sora stuff comes before the gefen, the vine, the grapes, right? So therefore, it will take priority. And as a result of that, when you make kiddush, right, we cover not only the bread, the tamotzi takes precedence of bar piagafen, but if you're making kiddush on cake, let's say by a kiddush and shul, right, the cake should be covered. Because again, the proper order should be the cake before the Bari Priagafen, and we don't want to, so to speak, embarrass the cake that should have come first. Okay, v'nakan haRama mechamesh minei dagan. So the Rama specifically says that a maisa kidera, cooked food from the 5 grains, is chashav more than yain. Because why does he say all 5 grains? Lashmina daav kusman shibol shul v'shifon, even spelt rye and oat, which is not specifically in the pasuk. So mazon anasim gamkin kod milyayin, right? Stuff that comes from them is considered, is more important because it's part. Dahem gamkin mechal chitim asarim. They're part of the wheat and barley group, and therefore they will also take precedence over wine. Now, let's say you have a piece of cake and a macaroni in front of you, right? So which one would come first? They're both mazonos. Are they the same? So they say that, right? So they bring down from the Ketos HaShulchan, which is Chaim Noah, that he held that you should make it on the mazon, on the cake, because the cake could, if you ate enough of it, it could be hamotzi. So therefore, it's a more chasha mazonos than just eating noodles, which could never convert into a hamotzi.
But that's, again, that's a case where you're going to eat both of them.
Yes, where you're having cake and noodles.
Okay. Where does chashivas come into play in this whole thing?
So far, we only said chashivas comes into play if you have... And chashivas means chashiv to you, normally. So far, the only time we give any play to that is if it's two separate brachas. You're making an eitz and an adama, so then the more chashiv one will come first, even before shivas aminim. Right, that's what we said so far. Right, that's when chashiv plays a role. Okay.
Right.
So that's, we'll see. There may be some other times, but right now that's all we have. Okay. Chafei la'achar sheshava. Right. If you have, two things that are equal. Right. Number one from the first part of the pasuk. Number one from the second part. So the first part takes priority. Right, so it turns out that wheat would trump an olive, but does barley trump an olive? Right, barley would trump dates. But maybe you make some sort of barley dish. Maybe olives should come first. But if it's a Bari Minim Mizonos product, right, that's going to still trump, just like we said, Bari Prek often trumps all these things. Bari Minim Mizonos will trump an olive of a barley dish. Right, Moshe writes the same way, right, that the barley dish will, that the Mizonos on that will override the Bari Prek of an olive. Okay, hey. No, Beralacha, Kodem Lebracha. Right, so he said, right, talking about where they show up in the Pasuk, Acharon Mizkash, the Holy Elbe, Sif Aleph, Kosem Mechaber, Dei Rishona, Shkosev Oso Bistama, right, we originally said in Sif Aleph, the Kishain Berich Hosein Shavos, if the Brachas are different, then Eitz and Adama, Aleizah, Shir Tzivarach, you pick whichever one you want. V'ein Kan Mitzvahs Kadima, Filo Haya Echad, Meshivas Aminim, and we don't care. According to the first opinion, right, the second opinion, which Mishabur said was the majority opinion, is that we go after chashivus, whichever one you like better, right? Or chaviv, actually not chashiv, but chaviv, right? So there's So there's no kadima, even if one of them is shivus aminim. Mechan sas mekal kodim pas kodim bracha. And here it sounds like, well, that the order makes a difference. I read the chitim kodim lasar shari haminim shal priyaitz after ein berchosein shavos. That wheat, even if it's not the same bracha, sounds like it's going to take kadima. And we said before, if there are two different brachas, then there is no, you pick whichever one you want. Right? So the Rush is one who says you can pick whichever one you want if you have two different brachas. Right? And here he says that we follow the order of the pasuk. So, V'yayim b'achmog r'mashkos v'zev, agra b'sif katan tazav, hevi divrei tami d'rein yonah, demukam ha'dachitim kodmin, dafke b'asa b'hem tafshel d'chashe b'yoser. That chitim comes first, if you make a tafshel, l'chein shayach l'aktim v'neged kol aminim. L'chein ma'ash v'eli rabbi chen kav sef b'es mer. V'yavte divrei arash v'torah d'chukim l'fi kol atirutim, l'chein divrei shochan rachav shal farishkein, that we're talking about, that it is a bar minim mizonos, right, and chitim will come first. Ukumo Shaber Be'atzma Sif Hey, right? Which we'll see more in Sif Hey about that. Okay, we will stop here in honor of Lorenzen.
Okay. I just saw online, it looks like the Leviah for his.